Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 7:05 even on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, they're on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666 for another 1 hour schmooze. Right up until we begin with week 14 in the NFL at 8 o'clock, right here on your fan, New York City.
5:40 to go in overtime and the clock winding.
They've got to play like they're forcing a punt. They can't give up seven.
Daniel in a shotgun set, Howard to his left. Daniel fumbles the snap, and he's going to get sacked back at the 21-yard line. Grant Haley
with the sack. And tonight's giant segment of the show brought to you by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works. Mr. Haley, how good was that sack? How did that feel?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, thank you for being on the show. It is 100% our pleasure, that's for sure. And, of course, that sack, and there's something more important I want to get to before we really do talk about the football, but because we had that highlight, that made up for, you know, I mean, everybody got a little bit fooled by Cohen throwing to Miller earlier in the game, and that Cohen is a little bit tough to handle with the running and with the passing. And with the catching, he was a lot to handle, Tariq Cohen, in that Chicago game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely a gifted player. We knew that going in. But, you know, they're going to have their plays, and we're going to have our plays. And, you know, no matter what, as a cornerback, you know, you've got to have a short memory. And, you know, in that last play towards the end of regulation, you know, I took that, you know, to personal. And, you know, I decided, you know, you can either, you know, pout or go out there and make a big play. And, you know, fortunately, that play happened to be made, and you know, I was the person to make it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as I touched on about 20-25 minutes ago, and having you on, I'm looking forward to having you on. I mentioned to the audience, without mentioning why, there might be something a little bit more important than just a game and just a season and just a play. How's your mother doing?
My mother is doing okay. So for those that don't know, my mother is diagnosed with a liver disease called PSC, which essentially, you know, is just deteriorating your liver over time. So we've been in the donor process, and I've been doing what I can, and I've been in contact with the American Liver Foundation. But, you know, she's a fighter, and, you know, that's what, you know, gives me strength to, you know, go out and fight every single day, no matter what good or bad things go.
Yeah, this is a very rare liver disease, and as you mentioned, PSC, and the initials, and she needs a new liver. Is there anything any of us can do to help and possibly speed the process along?
We've had a lot of people. Fortunately, you know, being the platform I am, I'm able to, you know, reach out on social media platform. And so it's been great. The numbers have increased and people going to see the blood type and going to the next process. But there is a Facebook page called Live for Carla. And, you know, if you go over there, you can find, you know, steps and processes to, you know, getting your blood type and making sure and seeing if you're able to be a match.
Yeah. And again, as you just heard from Grant, there is the Facebook page. And it's for finding a donor, and again, at Liver for Carla. Grant, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. And let's hope that, who knows, might be listening. You never know. So we're hoping, you know, if this helps the process by acknowledging, you know, the Facebook page, then, you know, all of us would feel that much better. And let me ask you this. Is there a long wait as far as what you know for getting that liver, for finding a donor? Is there a long wait for her?
I think no. The thing that's going on right now is just people in the process being there's a couple steps that you have to take. First, finding the being of the same blood type. There's an age range, you know, and you're going to have to be able to, you know, take some time off. Fortunately, I believe the foundation that my mother and uncles have created, that they will help, you know, pay for your recovery and, you know, help take care of you.
Mm-hmm. You're a good son, Grant, and I think that's coming through. Obviously, with the Giants, how tough is it? Well, first of all, a couple things here. One, the Giants, of course, they lose Eli Apple. They move Webb over, and it's given you a chance to show what you can do, and you have been very impressive in getting a lot more snaps and making some plays. You, Mr. Haley, are making a difference.
Thank you. I mean, I just wanted an opportunity, and, you know, being on the practice squad at the beginning of the year, you know, it was a tough situation, but having guys like, you know, Michael Thomas in my room, you know, a great leader, and, you know, him telling me and talking about going through the similar situation, being on practice squad, and, you know, just when you get your opportunity, don't look back. And, you know, I'm blessed, you know, to be in the position I am, and I just want to keep taking a step forward every single day.
You are becoming another bright light for the New York Football Giants from Penn State. I'm trying to remember the other guy from Penn State who was the running back. Maybe you could help me. He was your roommate, yes, at Penn State?
Yes, Saquon was my roommate my last year in college.
Yes, and he's something, and he provides a leap of faith. Literally and figuratively. I mean, I think he could play in the NBA. That's quite a vertical leap we have seen from him.
He's just an athletic guy. You know, he's blessed. You know, God, you know, put him on this earth, you know, play football to, you know, give back to his community. And he's doing so much, you know, on the field, and the things he does off the field is, you know, I'm proud to call him a friend. I'm proud to call him a teammate. And, you know, watching him grow over these last couple of years has been tremendous.
The defense of the Giants, and we saw something that, you know, you probably don't want me to bring this up. The Giants blowing a 10-point lead with 1:49 to play in regulation with the Bears. The defense has struggled. Why?
You know, I think, you know, we, every single play, we just got to go, you know, 6 seconds at a time, you know, take it step by step. And, you know, we're not going to make any excuses, but, you know, we know what we have to do, and you got to play better. And we know we have to play 60 minutes of football. And, you know, every single opportunity we get to go out there, you know, we're going to fight and not going to quit. And I think that's what you see out of us every single week. You know, offense, defense, special teams, you know, we're going to fight and find a way to win the game. Good, bad, ugly, we're going to try to find a win.
How tough is it for you losing? Because, I mean, do you take it? Do you leave it in the locker room after the game? Does it sit with you? Does it stay with you as the rest of the day and the night goes on? Does it stay with you until the next game? How tough is it for you losing?
I think it's tough. I mean, you never, growing up, you know, I used to cry every single day when I would lose a game, and, you know, it's still that burning passion when things don't go out. You know, you just want to know what you could have done better, you know, to help the team win. And, you know, you take that with you. You think about it when you watch film, and then when you go back in the next day and watch film with the coaches, and you learn from your mistakes and you get better. You know, I had an old coach tell me, you know, winning minimizes the problem and losing magnifies the problem. So, you know, even though we win some games, you know, there's still problems there that we need to address. And even though we lose the game, there's still problems there. And we just need to, you know, go back and watch the film and learn from everything.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, losing Landon Collins, it has to be a tremendous blow to your defense and your secondary, that's for sure.
Yes, Landon is a tremendous leader. You know, it gives opportunities for everyone to step up and show what they can do. And, you know, we're going to miss him, and we're going to play for him. And, you know, he's going to be around to help, you know, the younger guys and other people step in and try to do this job, because it's a next man up mentality.
What adjustments with will you and your defense make? What it might be, I'm sure you're not going to be able to tell us the game plan. I mean, that's for sure. But, of course, you're taking on Washington this upcoming week, and Mark Sanchez is going to be the quarterback. He's only taken 18 snaps since 2016. Is that an advantage for you and the rest of your defensive mates?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, he's a quarterback. You know, as Coach Shermer told us earlier in the week, you know, he's Coach Mark Sanchez, and, you know, he said he still got it in him. You know, he's been around in this league for many years. So, you know, you have to respect him, and anybody can hurt you. So, as a defense, you know, we got to do our job no matter who's playing quarterback, running back, receiver, no matter it's whoever lines up against us. You know, that's our job, and we have to do it every single snap.
Sure. And Sanchez, of course, a former New York Jet, and his first couple of years with the Jets, he went to the AFC Championship game twice, but with a lot of Jet fans, Grant, he is known as the guy with the butt fumble. Have you heard of that?
You know, I heard that a while ago. I don't even remember. I was in high school, but, you know, that's done in the past. You know, I'm sure no one really thinks about that. I mean, I haven't really until you just brought that up. But, you know, he's a guy that's going to come out and compete at every single play. And I'm sure that's the least of his worries.
Yeah, that's a question really outside the box, but you handled it very well. And last week for Washington, he threw a butt interception, a butt head interception. And I'm sure you'd like to get your hands on one of his throws.
Yeah, of course. I mean, getting my first interception would be great. You know, but, you know, that comes with, you know, just doing your job, not trying to force anything, and, you know, just doing what my coaches tell me and trusting my eyes, leverage, and everything that I'm learning about this game.
In overtime last week against the Bears, you were right on top of Chase Daniel when he fumbled. And you recorded that sack, and there were three consecutive, correct me if I'm wrong, if I remember watching the game, there were three consecutive fumbles by him offensively, and you were blitzing from the slot, were you not, on that particular play in which you did sack him and certainly set everything up for the Giants to end up winning that game?
Yeah, I was blitzing off the slot. You know, it was a rainy game. They had some trouble with the ball, and, you know, the ball slipped out of his hands, and he scooped it up. And as soon as he scooped it up, you know, I was able to, you know, wrap him up and finish off the play. And, you know, you just don't want to miss an opportunity like that. And it's almost like a layup. So, you know, I'm just happy, you know, I focused and did my job and got that sack.
Yeah, and you're earning your snaps. There's no question about it. And some of us remember a couple of weeks ago against Philadelphia, you broke up a pass that was intended, Wentz to Golden Tate, but there you were breaking that up. So you have been very proactive, and certainly the Giants and Giants fans are hoping that you continue to play good football in this losing season. You're making a very positive impression, that's for sure.
Thank you very much. You know, and again, I'm just, you know, blessed to be in the position I am, and I don't take anything for granted, you know, being on the practice squad. So I know I'm fighting every day for a job, and that's just how I continue to look through each day in this process.
Yeah, it looks like you have a future. Once again, before we let you go, Grant, that Facebook page aimed at finding a liver donor for your mom. Again, it's @liverforcarla, @liverforcarla. Grant, the best of luck to you this weekend. And have yourself, by the way, a great career.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me.
You got it. Well, our pleasure for sure. Grant Haley of the New York Football Giants.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.